Well, I think guys have come in here and prepared very, very well. They've worked hard, and yeah, it just felt good with with our scheme. Even though guys haven't had a whole lot of experience, they may have been here a few years or had a great understanding of what we're trying to do. We have veteran guys who can teach some of the young guys and the new guys. So just felt confidence and what our schemes are and where I'm supposed to go with the ball. And guys are doing a good job getting open and protecting and running and just playing smart football.
Talking about confidence, I know you take them one game at a time. Do you sense the confidence is building on this team towards the bigger picture?
I mean, I think each week, confidence is always there. I don't think it's something that builds. And I think you got to have confidence in yourself and your teammates. And, it's still a matter of preparation. It's how hard you're going to work each week. We got a new opponent. It's about, watching them, getting comfortable with the opponent. What are their tendencies? What are their, what do we expect them to play against us, and how are we going to attack them? And it's about, it's still a matter of, playing smart football and making plays. Confidence is a small factor in that. You always have confidence in your ability and yourself, but you still, have to, be humble enough in your preparation and getting ready to play each game.
How do you attack the 49ers?
Well, I think you got to play smart football. They're talented. They're really talented on defense. Their front seven is very good. You don't see a whole lot of teams running the ball against them. They get good pressure on the quarterback with just their, just bringing four guys a lot of times. They don't turn the ball over on offense. They get turnovers on defense. They have a great turnover margin. So I think it's a matter of playing smart football. Don't give them easy breaks. Make it tough in their offense and. We're gonna have to. They don't give a whole, give up many big plays. So it's just a matter of being consistent. Getting in good third down situations and trying to convert there.
Eli, because their defense is so stout and because they run the ball so much and use a short passing game, how important is it for you to try to control the tempo of the game to the style that you want to play?
Well, I think each game you got to figure out what kind of game it's gonna be and. And you play those circumstances. Obviously, when you play the 49ers, you have a feeling it's going to be, possibly a low-scoring game and defensive game. But we have our mindset of what plays we want to run, what we like, where our chances to hit plays and run our offense efficiently, and it's a matter of going out there and doing that.
Eli, is there any concern after coming off such a huge win going out to the West Coast that there could be a possible letdown?
I don't think you ever get concerned with a letdown. It's something that enters our mind. I think you get prepared for the team that you're playing, and it's not a team we play very often. Learning their personnel, learning their scheme, and learning the plays that we have, the new stuff that we're running, and make sure everybody's prepared to go out there and play a tough team.